Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. There are two controversial fights happening right now in Key West. The first is one that has received national attention. It's about sunscreen. The city recently voted to become the first municipality in the country to ban certain types of sunscreen, specifically those with chemicals like oxybenzone and octinoxate that environmental groups say are harmful to coral reefs. And the second issue is about pop-up cosmetic shops. These are shops on the popular tourist location Duval Street that have employees on the street trying to get customers' attention by offering free samples and then to lure them into the store. There have also been complaints of customer credit card charges. Key Westerners have been angrily complaining that these shops end up overcharging tourists. Jim Sherrington of Key West said on Facebook, maybe rein in the cosmetic shop employees who make it uncomfortable to walk down Duval Street. Sue Huffaker said the city should refuse to renew the licenses on the existing shops and refuse them to any proposed new shops. Now, other residents of Key West have even organized a response team that protests in front of the store so that tourists know not to go in. Today, we're talking with Key West District 2 Commissioner Samuel Kaufman about both of these issues, and he joins us from the Key West studios in our southernmost bureau. Commissioner Kaufman, it's such a pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for having me.
I also do want to mention that if you live in Key West, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about these issues? What do you think about the ban on certain sunscreens? Should we legislate that out? And are you convinced of the science? Also, let's talk. I want to hear from you about the cosmetic shops. If you live or work in that area, tell us about the shops and how you feel about their business practices. Is it just doing business, or do you think that they should go? 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. Find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Commissioner Kaufman, let's start with the sunscreen. What are the details of the recent vote and what the commission wants to do about, again, not all sunscreen, the sunscreens that have these two particular chemicals?
Right. So the ordinance, which the city commission has passed upon first reading in Key West, ordinances require two different votes over two separate city commission meetings. And in the first reading, what was approved by the board was basically a one-year period when local retailers could transition and eliminate having the so-called sunscreens that are not ocean safe or reef safe. And there are already, you know, plenty of products that, including major industry retailers provided by, say, Johnson & Johnson, that provide so-called ocean or reef safe products, sunscreens. So the ordinance right now, as it stands, would give a one-year period when retailers would be able to transition within the city limits to eliminate these products with these two chemicals.
And as mentioned, so the measure passed 7-0 the first time that the commission looked at it. It has to review it again a second time. What are the details that have to be reviewed again? What's going to be discussed that second vote?
Well, you know, I can only speak for myself. I don't know what the other six members of the city commission are doing or thinking, but our next meeting is on February 5th at 6 p.m. at City Hall. And I know from my perspective, I would like to see some compromise reached and some modifications to the current proposed ordinance. For example, I would like to see that the time frame be changed for the implementation of the ban to be concurrent with the state of Hawaii. As you know, the state of Hawaii has already banned these products to begin in the year 2021. And that would give us time really to see what additional UV filters that are being developed, different sunscreens that are being developed by the industry that do not contain these chemicals, to see what the FDA does in the interim the next 2 years in terms of providing alternatives. Because there are legitimate concerns that we have in our community from residents who say, you know, I want to have access to my sunscreen with these chemicals because there's a belief that they're stronger products, that they adhere better to skin, and they provide more protection against skin cancer.
Again, the number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Find us on social media, WLRN Sundial. Whether you live in the Keys, actually, or even if you visit, how do you feel about this issue, the issue of legislating out certain products because maybe they are not environmentally safe? We'd like to hear your thoughts. We are going to also talk about the pop-up cosmetic shops on Duval Street. And if you have any comments or questions about that, we'd also love to hear from you. 800-743-9576. Commissioner, you know, when we talk about the science behind it, you guys have talked to local reef experts about these ingredients, understanding what those effects are?
We have over two meetings. We had a meeting in December and one, as you know, January 15th in City Hall at City Commission meetings. And we've been presented with a lot of science, scientific information from experts. We've heard from dermatologists that are very concerned. We've heard from scientists on both sides of the debate. Quite frankly, from my perspective, in terms of preserving our reef, which is such an important thing for our local economy to preserve this for generations to come, sunscreen is just one part of the mix here. We need to look at a more comprehensive approach in terms of the science. We need to understand how the water quality issues, the runoff of chemicals from the Everglades, perhaps the overuse from local tour operators that are bringing hundreds of people a day to the reef, how that's having impact on the reef. We really need to look at this at a much higher level to really understand how we can best preserve the reef. And sunscreen, of course, is one aspect of that.
You know what? To remind people too, with the coral reefs, what their impact on the economy in Key West, especially for tourism.
Yeah, we have people that come to Key West just to snorkel and dive the reef. We have an entire economy that is based upon our marine environment, the fishing. The fishing, for those of you on the mainland that don't know, you need to come to Key West and fish. We have amazing fishing here, and I love to fish. And you know, it's vitally important that we protect the reef, the marine life, and we want to, you know, I believe that the city leaders want to protect the reef, but we also want to be responsive and to the concerns about skin cancer. And I'm hoping that we can achieve a balance here, and I think we can with some compromise.
800-743-9576, your thoughts on banning a certain type of sunscreen because the chemicals may be environmentally hazardous to the coral reefs, to other fish life. Also, again, if you have any comments about these cosmetic shops on Duval Street, 800-743-9576. Let me go to the phones. I'm going to get Randy in Key West. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Randy. We can hear you.
Hey, Mr. Confidence, Randy Pekarek. How are you?
Hey, good. Good to hear from you, Randy.
Good. Listen, I really firmly believe that we need to move forward with the ban on the toxic chemicals and the sunscreen. As you know, I'm a part-time scuba instructor on the weekends, and I've just seen terrible destruction to the coral reefs in the last 20 years. And the reefs really need every chance we can give them to come back. And as you stated, I mean, our economy is based on tourism and fishing, you know, and diving, and if we don't protect the reefs and give them a chance to regrow and come back, I mean, we're not going to have anything. I think the science is there. There's other countries besides the state of Hawaii that have already put this ban in place. I don't see any reason for us to linger, to drag our feet, so to speak, as to implementing this ban. There's other methods to protect people, such as protective clothing and other sunscreens that are currently available.
And Randy, if I may real quickly, how long have you been a scuba instructor out there?
I've been an instructor for about 15 years, last 15 years. I've been scuba diving since 1975.
And so you've seen the change in the coral reefs?
Firsthand. It makes me want to cry when I go diving on the reef to see the death and destruction that's out there.
Randy, I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
You know what? Speaking of that, because you also talked about, Commissioner, you talked about that last vote, and there were people who, well, they were kind of concerned. There were dermatologists who protested in front of City Hall at the time of the vote, saying that they were concerned that this ban on certain sunscreens could be potentially dangerous for people because of skin cancer rates. Is this something that has been discussed with the City Commission? What do you take on their argument?
And I take it very seriously. I have had close relatives with skin cancer and cancer in my family, and I understand the importance of having all available products and procedures at, you know, at our hands to be able to treat cancer and skin cancer. This is why, you know, if you think about it, you know, Key West is a small place. This Key West will be the first place to ban these two chemicals in sunscreens. And it's anticipated that this will spread throughout the state of Florida and other places. And it's going to take time for the implementation of this ban. So I think that we can accomplish a balance and a compromise and allow the industry to produce additional sunscreen products that are ocean safe, and to allow us also time to address the other causes in terms of why the reef is declining. We need to address all of them, not just sunscreen. We have to address the water quality issues, as I said, and the economic problems of overpopulating the reef with tourists on a daily basis. We need to do all these things because I agree with Randy, the reef is extremely important.
When's the final vote, and how do you plan on voting?
It's February 5th, 6 p.m. at City Hall. I plan on voting in favor, but like I said, with these additional amendments and modifications to the proposed ordinance to allow it to be concurrent with the state of Hawaii, and for us to be able to have more input from the industry and scientists in terms of the efficacy of alternative sunscreens and the impact that these sunscreens have on the reef.
We're talking with Key West Commissioner Samuel Kaufman of District 2. We're talking about two issues here. We've been talking about the vote that's coming up in February, as he mentioned, on sunscreen. Certain sunscreens with specific chemicals in them that could be harmful to the reefs and other sea life. And the first vote came out 7-0 in looking not on the ban, but also just the ban, but also, you know, what are the alternatives in helping companies to find those alternatives so that they can move past those chemicals. We want to move now to the issue of these pop-up cosmetic shops on Duval Street. And if you live or work in that area, you know what they are. Again, you have people standing out in the street, giving out free samples, trying to lure you into the store. But there have been questions about, are these stores acting legally? There have been stories of overcharging, especially tourists. And is this harmful to business on Duval Street? We'd love to hear from you on any of these issues. 800-743-9576. Commissioner Kaufman, first explain this issue with the cosmetic shops on Duval Street. What exactly are they doing that's illegal?
Well, first of all, I want your listeners to know that Key West is an absolutely great place to visit, and not to get the wrong impression, you know, that there are all these unscrupulous store owners
Of course. And tourist towns have all these issues all the time. So just to point out.
Right. So, there have been complaints over the last several years concerning stores that are selling the so-called Dead Sea products, skincare products. And there have been complaints over the years of failures on the part of the store owners to provide refunds. I haven't heard that the refunds, failure to provide refunds has been an issue lately or recently. I haven't heard that. But there certainly is the concern that's been raised by the local protest group and plenty of local residents that are concerned about the employees of these stores that stand outside their stores and may be aggressive in terms of speaking with passersby and so on.
And, you know, you talk about, you know, some people in Key West, they have responded and really taken matters in their own hands. And one group particularly is called the Rapid Response Ripoff Team. And this is a group of people that will stand in front of shops picketing. And they're basically telling the owners, look, there's an agreement we want you to sign. Stop doing certain things. What do you think about this group? I mean, what do you think about citizens taking things into their own hands?
Well, generally speaking, I'm in favor of that. I guess the concern I have is I've heard from neighboring stores that are not selling cosmetic products that are being hurt, and they're innocent bystanders in all of this. So that does raise a concern to me. I'm concerned a little bit about, you know, I'm not sure how familiar you are, your listeners are about Duval Street, but the sidewalk is not a very wide sidewalk. And, you know, you have, you know, many people who are protesting, and we had one incident of a physical altercation. And so that sort of thing concerns me. I don't think there's any place for violence or or physical altercations in any of this protest activity. And, you know, so overall, I think it's a good thing for residents and concerned people to raise these types of issues. None of us, nobody would support, and no one supports any stores ripping off tourists or locals or harassing people.
But do you
so bringing attention to this is overall a good thing.
But do you think that, you know, that basically we have to legislate how business is done to make sure that, because Duval Street, as you said, I mean, that it's the main thoroughfare for tourists. And like when you think of other tourist cities, there's that one spot. This is where people go, and it's important to the your tourist economy. And if in any way it gets hurt, that's a big hit to the economy. Do you think you have to protect it by just making a lot of rules so that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I honestly don't think legislation is the ultimate answer. I think that the landlords and the store owners on Duval Street need to take the responsibility ultimately to transform Duval Street into what it needs to become, and make it a showcase street. Our main street, you know, where visitors and locals can enjoy and feel safe and have a fantastic time. I know that there are many landlords who are addressing this now, and there's an effort to negotiate with these stores and with the protest group. And I'm very hopeful that there will be compromise reached, and there will be rules that they all will agree to. The landlords have the most interest here, because they have tenants, and they want their tenants to remain in place, and they want to make sure that the rules are being abided by their tenants.
Let me jump in real quick here with the short time that I have. I want to go back to the phones real quickly. Robert in Miami, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So my question was this. So if we ban the chemicals that we're using now in these sunscreens, that's great to protect the reefs and everything, but what are the steps that we're going to be taking to ensure that the future products that are made aren't even more harmful than what we already have on the shelf?
Well, Robert, thank you for the call. Yeah, no,
just bravo to the citizens of Key West for what they're doing to protect their tourists from these traps.
Robert, thank you for the call. Just real briefly, Commissioner, in the short time that I have, is like, you know, again, you're looking to make sure that you give the companies time to make the adjustments, but how do you protect from future problems?
Well, you know, for example, Johnson & Johnson, they already produce an array of ocean, what's accepted as ocean-safe products. So we just need to know that the products that are advertised, branded ocean-safe or reef-safe, that they actually are ocean-safe or reef-safe, and that they're effective sunscreens. And that's really what I'm talking about, is that we need to know that those citizens that are concerned about the efficacy of these sunscreens, that those concerns are addressed, and that, in fact, not only the sunscreens, but all these other issues that are affecting the decline of the reef are addressed.
And I'll have to end it there. Key West Commissioner Samuel Kaufman of District 2 joining us from the studios of Key West. Commissioner Kaufman, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, still to come, what's it like working with a genius? One South Florida man shares his time with American Ballet Theater and the time he spent with Mikhail Baryshnikov. That's coming up next on Sundial.